Chapter 5. At dinner, Bradley's father asked how the meeting with Bradley's teacher went. Bradley looked down at his mashed potatoes.
"Fine," said his mother. "Bradley is doing very well."
"Good. Glad to hear it," said his father.
Bradley was glad to hear it, too. Later that evening, his mother came into his room.
"I met Miss Davis, the new counselor," she said. "You're going to begin seeing her tomorrow."
"No," said Bradley. "I won't go."
"Please, Bradley, don't be that way. She can help you if you let her."
"I don't need any help. You said I was doing very well."
"Did you want me to tell your father the truth? Do you want to be sent to military school? Maybe he's right. I don't know. Maybe that's what you need."
"You said I was doing very well. I heard you."
"Please, Bradley," said his mother. "Give Miss Davis a chance. Please."
"You should have taken me to the zoo."
It was drizzling the next morning as Bradley walked to school. He wore red rubber boots and a yellow raincoat. He stamped in every puddle along the way, making big splashes. He suddenly stopped when he saw Jeff standing next to the school under the overhang. Bradley's right foot remained in the center of a puddle as he stared at his one and only friend. He took a deep breath, then slowly walked toward Jeff.
"He has to like me," he tried to convince himself. "I gave him a dollar."
"Hi, Bradley," Jeff greeted him. He didn't answer.
"If you want, I can help you with your homework sometimes," Jeff offered. "I know I'm new here, but I'm pretty smart, and we learn the same stuff at my old school."
He shrugged modestly. Bradley looked at Jeff as if he were from outer space.
"I don't need any help," he said. "I'm the smartest kid in class. Ask anyone."
They headed for Mrs. Ebel's room side by side, but not necessarily together.